and verse 22. There's a statement there we want to look at.
And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
And today we'll be looking at a topic, a title, The Man After God's Own Heart. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you, be seated. The man and the woman after God's own heart. Praise the Lord. Why is David referred to as the man after God's own heart? It means David was known for the things he was doing that pleased God. Pleased God so much. Hallelujah. It made God's heart gladden, makes God's heart happy. And one of the things we know recorded concerning David was that he was a man of praises, a man of worship. Half, if not more than half, of the Psalms, the book of Psalms, were written by David to give praises unto God. David was a man after God's own heart, because David praised his way into God's heart. Hallelujah. See the testimony of David in Psalm 119 and verse 164. Psalm 119 and verse 164.
7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteousness.
How many times was he praising God?
7 times a day.
In a day, the man after God's own heart. Every day, somebody will create time 7 times in a day to give thanks and praises unto God. Hallelujah. I wish, Pastor, you can insist everybody outside should come in and listen to this. They have to come in and listen to this. Suspend whatever you are doing outside except the security outside. Come in, because the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? It is knowledge. One of the knowledge we need to have is the knowledge of the power and the benefit of thanksgiving. The power and the benefit of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. There is a man of God that used this terminology, and I agreed with him. He said, many Christians are grounded because they take God for granted. Your life will be grounded if you take God for granted, because you won't appreciate him when you are supposed to appreciate him. Hallelujah. It says 7 times a man, 7 times a man in a day will create time and praise God. And take note, he was a king. So you are never more busy than him. He was a king. And yet he created 7 periods of his day only to give thanks. He was a man of prayer too. But in Psalm 55 and verse 17, we will see there that he prayed 3 times in a day. In the evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and you shall hear my voice. He praised God more than he prayed. He praised God 7 times, but he prayed only 3 times. It's a revelation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is natural that anyone that you show favor to, is natural. and that person does not know how to respond, he constrains you from doing any other favor for him. It's natural. Among us human beings, you do a favor for anybody and he does not know how to respond to that favor. And the only response is appreciation. To just say, thank you. To say, thank you. Hey, glory be to God. Take note. If you can write some of these nuggets down, you can write them because I wrote them down myself. That this word, thank you, thank you. This word, thank you, for a favor you receive, qualifies you for the next act of favor. The 10 lepers, they received favor. Listen very well. He told them to go and show themselves to the priest. And they left. On their way, they noticed that they were healed. Take note. There are two aspects of the condition of the leper. Leprosy is a disease that eats the skin. And so it must have eaten the fingers and parts of the body. So when you said that we are healed, it means that thing that eats up their body stopped. The pains they were having stopped. But the storm was still there. The condition was still there. Their fingers were eaten up. They were not whole. So they needed to come back for the second stage of that miracle. For another favor. That the pains stop is good enough favor. So the body will not be eaten again. That you have received deliverance, that the sickness has gone. Oh, glory be to God. That the sickness in your body has gone. The pains you are feeling have stopped. But during that period of that sickness, you lost so many things. You could not go for business. You could not make money that period. You lost a lot within that period. You even lost strength. Your physical health lost blood. But what was eating it when they lay hand on you disappeared. The demon disappeared. But you will still feel weak. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There will still be the effect of that leprosy. The effect of that sickness. 10 of them, only one came back. And the Bible says he glorified God. He gave thanks to the Lord Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, was it not 10 lepers that were healed? Why is it only this Samaritan came back to thank him? And he made the statement, he said, go, thy faith has made thee whole. Which faith? Your revelation has made thee whole. Revelation of what? The revelation of the benefit, the power of thanksgiving. So what is the difference between him and those people? All the limbs that were chopped off, the whole part of his body that was eaten up was made whole. Everything was restored. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why I made that statement. And to say thanksgiving is what qualifies you for the next act of favor. It is this revelation that the psalmist in Psalm 92 verses 1 to 6 had this to say, that it is a good thing to give thanks.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name.
Why did he say it is a good thing? Because there are benefits to it. Go on.
And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High.
Yes.
To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound.
So you can see David's home was a home of praises and praises. All these instruments were there with him. Go on.
For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work.
Can you see the reason he's praising God? Go ahead.
I will triumph in the works of thy hands.
Uh-huh.
O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep.
Now, verse 6, notice it.
A brutish man knoweth not.
A foolish man doesn't know this.
Neither doth a fool understand this.
People don't understand this. A brutish man is an unthinking man. A man that doesn't think. And a fool, you can't understand this. Don't understand the power of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Psalm 22 and verse 3 tells us that God inhabits the praises of Israel. If he inhabits, that is, anytime you praise God, anytime you praise God, our glory be to God. Hallelujah. Divine presence of God will come down. If you live a life of thanksgiving, therefore, hallelujah, you are actually cultivating the continual presence of God in your life. Divine presence will cover you when you are a thanksgiver. Because anytime you praise God, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The psalmist says that it is a good thing to praise the Lord. And if you be a follower of that which is good, who can harm you?
That's right.
The Bible says so. And one good thing that you can follow, imbibe your life, and have security from all attacks of the enemy, is a life of thanksgiving. You are actually cultivating the presence of God. And if God be for us, who can be against us? You see? Praise the Lord. So we all, as believers, must have this revelation to know that we need God's presence every hour. Not only every hour, it's every moment of the day. Take note that God can do all things. That man of God said, anything that God cannot do does not exist. Amen. But listen, oh, praise the Lord. The truth is this, God cannot thank himself. That is the only thing. Jerry Eze, you must know. I think that's his name. There's still this one thing. Amen. Now, when you say he cannot, we are not saying that he doesn't have the ability to praise himself. No, no man thanks himself. How can you thank yourself for doing something for somebody? That is one thing that God cannot do, he will not do. It's not the principle of life that I do something for you, then I begin to thank myself. And it is so important until he told the Pharisees, listen, John or Jesus that said, he said, if you say you will not praise God, because he will raise stones to begin to praise him. He didn't say if you don't praise him, he will begin to praise himself. He needs something to praise him. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only thing God can't give himself is praise. That is why our praises, thanksgiving, is the only gift you have to give God as a human being. The only gift a human being has to give God every day, that is his food, is thanksgiving, praises. Oh, yes. We pray. We fast. We give offerings. And so on. All this makes God to walk. You are sending God to walk. When you pray, you are giving him assignment to do something for you. When you fast, how does it affect him? It moves him to work for you. And when you give, you are only giving back to him what he has given you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But when you praise him, hallelujah. Thanksgiving acknowledges his works in you, like we read in Psalm 92. It's an acknowledgement of what he has been doing for you. Always, as children of God, as all human beings at all on earth, never you think that your efforts brought you that testimony, that achievement that you have. Never you think that it is any of your efforts. Never you think so. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. He didn't say with his mouth. He said in his heart. It means it is a lifestyle of lack of acknowledgement of God. When you sleep and you wake up alive and you refuse to recognize God, to say, thank you, Father, for watching over me during the night and keeping me alive this morning, what you are actually saying is, it is by your effort that you slept, because you locked the gate, because you have security all around you. That is why nothing happened to you. You are a fool. The Bible says so. Any achievement you have and you don't remember to create time to thank God for it, the Bible says you are a fool. Hallelujah. And God hates it. And every opportunity to make a statement to man that he is in charge of all our affairs, he will use that opportunity and make that statement. And that's why concerning Herod, in Acts chapter 12, that man was so strong, people began to worship him. In verse 20, let's read it up to verse 23.
And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them.
And the he began to make an oration, so he had real eloquency, power and authority. He will talk and their head will spin with all authority. And what happened?
And the people gave a shout.
What were they saying?
Saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man.
Kai, this man talking is not a human being. This must be a God. This is not a human being. Immediately, what happened?
And immediately, the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory.
And what happened to him?
And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost.
Worms ate him up. Want to share my glory with me. The same thing in Daniel chapter 4, concerning Nebuchadnezzar, from verse 29 to 31.
At the end of 12 months, he walked out in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom?
What did he say?
Is not this great Babylon
that what?
That I have
built. I. Was it not the same I will be like, I will be like that sent Lucifer away from heaven? You do I out, he will derobe you of your glory. What did he say?
That I have built for the house of the kingdom by the mouth of my power.
By the mouth of who?
Of my power.
The might of who?
Of my power.
Of his own power. And for
the honor of my majesty.
Imagine that.
While the world was in the king's
mouth. While he was still talking.
There fell a voice from heaven saying.
Judgment came from heaven. Say what?
O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee.
From that day.
And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field.
Can you see?
They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen.
Okay,
and seven times shall pass over thee.
Okay,
until thou
seven
know,
times, that is 7 years. Uh-huh.
Until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men.
Until thou know that what?
That the Most High ruleth
in the kingdom.
He is
the one that ruleth, not you, the kings of the earth.
And giveth it to whomsoever.
He is the one that giveth thee power, giveth thee authority. Every king that rules on earth here, you are a caretaker for God. Hallelujah. And he ended up being an animal. Reduce him to teach him who actually owns the power. Hallelujah. He became an animal for 7 years, eating grass. Even his system was changed to eat grass like animals. With his hand, he was walking. I think he said his hand got him that. Those same hands were walking on the ground like animal. Ha! My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God does not share his glory with any man. Every human being, whatever you have, you received it. You did not come to this earth with anything. Anything you have achieved, you have been given. It's given to you. So why will you boast of something you receive as if you are the one you came to this earth with it? And that's why when you finish, so that you will know you are only a caretaker, when it is time for you to leave this earth, you don't go with anything. Oh, glory be to God. When will men know this? When God use you to bless someone, that will be your song. Olumide is where you are today. It's because of me. If not for me, who will know you? See you. You have education. I know what I suffer, how I suffered for you to be educated. I'm the one that did it. I am the one. Anytime you are doing this, see, you are. That's the beginning of your fall. Watch anybody that boasts like that. Praise the Lord. Anyone that begin to make any boast, you give your testimony and you give it as if there is a particular effort you did. There's one wisdom you apply. God gave you the wisdom. The effort, God gave you the strength. That is why in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10 to verse 18. Let's read it. He told the children of Israel, when you come to the promised land and you have arrived, you have sown, you begin to reap, you begin to enjoy.
When thou hast eaten and art full, then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God.
What is to bless the Lord thy God? Give him thanks. Appreciate him for the good land which he has given thee. Next verse.
Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God.
In
not keeping his commandments.
And one of the commandments is to thank him. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. Go on.
And his judgment and statutes, which I command thee this day.
Uh-huh.
Lest when thou wast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied.
Hey.
Then thy heart be lifted up,
you see?
And thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
Before you read verse 15, that even in this ministry, I have seen it. They come to this church in very wretched condition, a state of frustration. Every service there in the church, every day, they will sow. That's what they sow. It's not appreciation, it's contract. Father, I sow. I'm expecting blessing. Immediately, God blesses them. I say, I have seen them. I am the pastor of this ministry. I have seen them. Some carnal pastors begin to lay curse or get angry at such. I don't. I'm not the one. Do I answer prayers? The person that bless you, now you will get problem with. After that, they don't have time again for God. You will call them, they have no time again for God. You must not come to Bride Assembly Church. Oh. If after God blesses you, you will now move to Abuja. You are not expected to be coming to worship here. But wherever you are, continue serving Him. Continue. There are some people that the reason you run away from Bride is because when you were suffering, you made promises so that people will pray for you. Prophet Sunday, if this money I'm expecting comes in, I will build you a house. Jayola, please enter spirit. I heard pastor saying that the Lord told you to move out of your house. If this prayer, if this business I'm expecting coming, you will not go to a renter, I'll buy you a house. You promise here, so that the people will enter spirit and be praying for you, plying with hope. Then immediately the blessing come, you know that you have made so much promises, the only solution is to run away from that church. That's why some of you left your former church, you are here now. Some of you live here and go. It's unfair. Why do you make such promises and not keep it? And they do it even with God. That's why God doesn't joke with vows. If you make a vow, Father, if you do this for me, I will do this. He will do it. But it's not Pastor Moses. He is not a prophet Sunday. He is not. He said he will demand it. The contract. And he said for this reason, he will even scatter your business. Scatter it. That blessing, he will derobe you of it. Then you see them coming back, crawling back again. What happened? Brother, you will not understand. They want you to start all over. You didn't come to thank those ministers. When you receive breakthrough, you are not qualified for them to enter spirit again. That is the truth. It's natural. Verse 15, what does it say?
Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness?
Verse 14.
Then thy heart be lifted up.
When you are blessed, your heart now be lifted up, and thou forget. You forget the Lord God. We brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, out of your frustration, from the bondage that you were in. Then
who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness?
He is the one that led you through that terrible problem you had. You were not consumed.
Wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and droughts.
In your family.
Where there was
in your
water.
Business. Wherever you are. All these witches and wizards, he still saw you through.
Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint?
Imagine.
Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that it might humble thee and that it might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten.
Where did he say it?
In thy heart.
You say in your heart that what?
My power.
It is my power.
And the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God.
That is the commandment.
For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. That he may establish his covenant which he swear unto thy fathers as it is this day.
The Lord, the church will say. So you now see the reason why many of us, our lives get stagnated is because instead of us to get addicted to thanksgiving, we get addicted to murmuring. Anytime you live a life of murmuring, you will never reach your destination. And some people specialize in complaining. I've been serving God all this while. What have I got to show for? Every day I'm in the church. That's why the songwriter says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Hallelujah. He said, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. You are so myopic. You look at only one side of life. nothing goes down in the hands of a thanksgiver. Nothing. Psalm 67, verses 5 to 7. Oh, glory be to God.
Let all the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him.
When you praise him, the more addicted you are to thanksgiving, the more colorful your life becomes. I say it again. The more addicted you are to thanksgiving, the more colorful your life becomes. Listen, when you are addicted to thanksgiving, you attract even unsolicited favors. Favor you did not solicit for will begin to come to you. Herodias' daughter was dancing because kings need praises. They want the love of praises. Kings, oh glory be to God. Hallelujah. King Herod was celebrating his birthday, and Herodias' daughter came to dance before the king. She did not come to dance so that she would receive anything, no. She's just used to dancing and worshiping. It's part of her life. So she was just doing what she's used to. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Already, dance, given, worship is part of her. She already knows how to praise. And the king sat down there and the thing scattered his head. Unsolicited favor. Come, anything you ask me to do, I will do it. Even if you want half of my kingdom, I will give it to you. That is why Psalm 33 and verse 1. 33 verse 1. What does it say?
Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous.
Why?
For praise is comely for the upright.
It's comely. It's necessary. There is benefit. It's needed. It's part of our life. There are benefits to it for the righteous. Praises. Give him praise. Give him praise. That is why in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, he said, in everything, everything, not some things, everything, what should you do?
Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
What is his will? In every situation you are in, give thanks. In that situation, give thanks. That is his will concerning you. Our brother that came from Australia, I believe he has gone back now. Maybe you're watching us over there from Australia. He said the first time he came to this church, that was the period this church was demolished. And then we were under canopy. He asked me, he said, where is that breeze that used to come and scatter the tent when we gather? Hallelujah. That period we would have been grumbling. We would have stopped coming to church. He said he observed that people, thousands of people were still coming to church. Until he observed that when we are gathering, the breeze blew the tent, rain was falling. What happened? In that situation, what were we doing? We enter the rain and we are praising God. Oh, glory be to God. And anybody, we were supposed to grumble, but we enter the rain. I came out of my tent and then joined people in the rain. And everybody was soaked and we were worshiping God. That is what brought the miracle for us to possess this land. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Hallelujah. Verse 20.
Giving thanks always for all things.
What are we to give thanks for?
Always for all things.
Is it for
things?
Some things?
For all things.
For all things.
Unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We are to give thanks for all things. That is why, hallelujah, he said, praise is comely. It's comely unto the righteous. It's comely. Why? Because when you give thanks for all things, the truth about it is this. All things work together for good. It's a revelation. Hallelujah. We are worshiping God by faith. And fear no alarm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did he say in Colossians chapter 3 verse 17? In words. Indeed. What did he say? Whatever we
whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Doing what?
Giving thanks to God and the Father by
doing it. What? Anything you do, let it end with thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. And I have a nugget here I want to read. It says, give God thanks for his acts and praise him for his personality. We thank him for what he has done and we praise him for who he is. If God still means anything to you, if God means anything to you at all, then praising him, thanking him is the best way to show it. To show that this God means anything to you. If you cannot see what he has done in the past, then you are not qualified to see your heart desires come to pass. You have not seen what he has done. You will not see what he is set to do for you in future. The eye, it is only the eye that recognizes, or the heart that recognizes what God has done for you in the past. It is that heart and it is that same eye that will be able to see what God has ahead for you. If you didn't see the one in the past, you will never see the one that is coming. It is a principle of life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you have no reason to praise God today, then there is no reason. You will never have any reason to praise him tomorrow. That's the truth. The psalmist in Psalm 150, that popular psalm from verses 1 to 6. Oh, what does it say?
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name.
Uh-huh.
Make known his deeds among the people.
Uh-huh.
Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him.
Uh-huh.
Talk ye of all his wondrous works.
Uh-huh.
Glory ye in his holy name. Let the earth of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
We are reading Psalm 150, verses 1 to 6. Go on. We are reading Psalm 150.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power.
Uh-huh.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
Uh-huh.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Uh-huh.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet.
Uh-huh.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Uh-huh.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs.
Uh-huh.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals.
Now, verse 6. Everybody, shall we say that we go?
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise him. Everything that has breath, praise him because he's the giver of life. So thank him for that life. He gave you life. Use that life he has given you and give him praise. Thank him for the life because you are alive today to fulfill your dreams. Some other persons died. And it's not because you are better than them. Oh, glory be to God. They are dead and they are gone and their dreams perish. Their aspirations perish. Their expectations never came to pass. But you are alive to fulfill your dreams. Hallelujah. You are alive. And it's not by your power, it's by his power. The one that sustains that life must be thanked for it. He must be praised for it. thanking him is praising him. I hope we know that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a man of God that I heard him saying that there is no spiritual force more potent than the force of thanksgiving. And I agree. I agree with that. No spiritual force. Oh, glory be to God. No. Because the truth about it, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know that Jesus Christ knew it and he used it very well? When he's about to perform a miracle, he will turn and thank the Father. Then he will speak. 5,000 men and women beside the children gathered in his crusade. They were hungry. There were only how many loaves of bread? And how many fishes? 2. And 5 loaves of bread. Read that story very well on your own time and meditate on it. Amen. The Bible says Jesus did not complain. How can we have only? In fact, they told him there's only one small boy where they sell bread for street. See people gather. He came to sell his bread. He said, that's the only thing available here. He said, bring it. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He was teaching us something. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way. Learn from me. I am the way. That is, I am here to show you how to do things to please God and for the betterment of your life. I am the way to the kingdom. I am the way to the Father. I am the way. So learn from him. 5 loaves of bread. As he was thanking God. Listen. The Bible said that he gathered them 50-50 in group. Group of 50-50-50. If he said gather them in the group of 50-50, it means, hallelujah, he had a group of 12. Is it 12? I mean, the groups. It means he saw the number of baskets. They gathered according to the number of baskets that were available. Where did those baskets come from? One man, one small boy with 5 loaves of bread to sell and go home. As he was thanking God, by the time they opened their eyes, bread from heaven came down. Oh, glory be to God. It was not magic. Bread from heaven came down. That's why I said, gather them. He was not speaking faith. He has already seen it. It manifested because he thanked God. He also went to the grave of Lazarus. Somebody who has been dead. Oh, glory be to God. So we can see from the story of the 2 fishes and the 5 loaves of bread that when you want whatever you have to multiply, praise God. You want your kitchen never to dry from food, praise God. Hallelujah. You want your business to boom, praise God. When you open your shop, start the day's business with praising God. Why will you not praise God? You have business to do. Some don't have it at all. Hallelujah. Any aspect of your life that is dead, including your business that is dead and going down. Your relationship is dead, is going down. Your marriage is dead, is going down. Even your own body is dead and is going down. He went to the grave of Lazarus and he gave thanks to God. And he called Lazarus, come forth. Power of praise. That is what he was actually teaching us there. The truth is that people, we pray fervently, but they don't praise God fervently. If I call prayer points now, anybody where they trouble my life. Amen. What are you waiting for? People can go to the mountain, stay there for 1 month, praying. Power must change hands. Amen. Hallelujah. When you come down, all that effort, if you have revelation of the power of praise, you won't pray for too long. It is praises that you should give more time to. When you have praised God enough, you won't talk too long before the manifestation of what you are looking for. Oh, glory be to God. Because praises is more potent than prayers. When you pray, remember that prayers have technicalities. It's not every prayer God answers. Because he said, when you want to pray, he said, the confidence that we have is that when we pray according to his will. So if you pray and it's not according to God's will, you have wasted your time. He will not hear you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But when it comes to praises, there are no technicalities. Anyhow, praise him. If you like, lie down. If you like, jump up. And he hears praises in every language. Every language. Use any language and praise him. Express your thanksgiving to him. Give him praise. That one, no doctrine. Nobody teaches anybody how to pray. What we do is we only appeal to you to praise him. Like we always do. Clap your hand. Clap your hand. If we have to tell you when to clap, if we have to tell you when to sing, when to dance and show forth, it is because you lack the revelation of praises. And those who have this revelation, you see the way they worship. They worship God, body, soul, and spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is why it is a condition. Praises is an expression of the condition of your heart. The estate of a grateful heart is seen in the way you praise God. And the estate of an ungrateful heart is also seen in the way you praise God. Hallelujah. Because God seeth the heart. When you are praising God, he's not looking at your action. He's looking at what is producing that action. He's either seeing the reason you're not praising God, praising him as you should, is because you are an ungrateful heart. So every action we do is looking at the force behind it, your heart, the condition of your heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So praises will bring God down. While your prayers, when you praise God, God will come down and take charge by himself. Oh, I don't know how to express this. The Bible says God inhabits the praises. When you praise God, listen, God himself comes down. Oh, hallelujah. But when you pray, God will send his angels to go and answer your prayer. But when you praise him, he will come down by himself and take over control of that situation by himself. That is a knowledge most of us lack. That's why praises will not cut the revelation. Hallelujah. And when God comes down, every knee will bow. When God comes into that room, demon husband, demon wife cannot come there. Can't come there. Witch cannot come there. Anything hiding there will disappear when his presence comes down. How many people believe that? Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can pray amiss, but you can't praise God amiss. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So praise him anyhow. No mistake in praising God. There's no mistake in praising God. So in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, this is the way the psalmist put it.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
With what?
all thine acts.
Only people who trust in him totally can truly appreciate him, because you see him every day in your life.
And lean not unto thy own understanding.
Don't you ever boast of any ability you have. Depend totally on him.
In all thy ways, acknowledge him.
In some ways.
In all thy ways.
All.
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
And he shall direct that.
How will you acknowledge him? It's by thanking him. It's by praising him. And when you do that, he will direct your path. Concerning your life. Amen. This year, we are going to give praise to God. We are going to thank him for what he did for us. In this period we set aside, if you do it truly from a grateful heart, he will direct your path next year. You acknowledge him for what he did this year, then certainly you will see what he will do for you next year. Blessed be the name of the Lord. People don't know what God's presence can do to you. If you know it, you will see that praise is also a weapon for deliverance. It's a weapon for deliverance. That's the revelation Paul and Silas had when they were locked up at midnight instead of crying. They did not commit any offense. They were praising, they were preaching, doing the service of the Lord. God is supposed to protect them now. He said they took them and put them in the prison. The next day, of course, they will kill them. But at midnight, instead of crying, what did they do? They praised God. Hallelujah. And the prisoners had him. The difference between your condition and other people's condition, the same condition that you are in, your case is different because of a revelation you have. While they are grumbling, you are praising God, yet you are in the same situation. Make sure, amen, other prisoners will hear you. Other people in your estate will hear you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And suddenly, the presence of God came down. If the presence of God comes down, the chains will break. And the chain must break. There is no need to say, every chain chaining me, break, break, break. Some people don't know why we give so much time in this church to praising God. It's a revelation I have. Sometimes we spend 1.5 hours only praising, and after that, check the pains you came here with. It disappears. Without anybody praying for you. Why? Praises bring down the presence of God. And when God comes down, that sickness will go. That problem must disappear. Oh, glory be to God. You begin to see those who are light in the spirit contacting the presence of the Lord, and you are seeing manifestation. People are falling under anointing. Some is actually deliverance. Demons are struggling to run away. They must run, no? Well, you give God praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because Saul one time was sick. A demon will come and torment him. They will send for David. And the David will just come and play his instrument and praise God. And the demon will leave. There is deliverance by praises. That demon will go. Praise the Lord. They said, Jehoshaphat, the battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. What did he use to scatter the enemies? To send God to fight for them. He praised God. 5 nations that gathered against him began to fight themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you begin to praise God, the enemies that have been gathering and fighting you, God will give them problems. They will face that problem. They will forget about you. Power of praise. Anytime I am sick myself, hallelujah, I look forward to the next service because I love to sing. I love to worship God because I know the power of praises. And it has never failed. For me, that is my own testimony. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that is why David was the man after God's own heart. Expressed in Psalm 34, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. See what David himself was doing. So I will bless the Lord at all times, not at some times.
His praise shall continually,
be in my mouth. That is why he was a man after God's own heart, because he was giving God what God desires from us. He cannot give himself thanks. He cannot praise himself. Read on.
My soul shall make a boast in the Lord.
Our boasting is always in the Lord, not in our abilities.
The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard
me. See his testimony, what happened?
I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all
my fears. And that is why in Psalm 100, David said what, from verse 1 to verse 5?
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Know ye that the Lord.
Verse 2 again.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
With what?
Gladness.
Gladness. It's a condition of the heart.
Come before his presence with singing.
Come to his presence with what?
Singing.
Singing what? Singing praises to him, to his name. Why?
Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
He's not a human being.
It is he that hath made
he
us.
He owns that life. Therefore, let everything that has life give him praise.
It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates.
With what?
With thanksgiving.
Therefore, we are going to enter the next year with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving. And that is why in this ministry we start the service with praises. Thanksgiving. We give so much time. We give more time to even praising God than to the Sunday school. Amen. Than to the sermon. Read on.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise.
Praise.
Be thankful unto him.
Be what?
Him. Be thankful unto him.
Be what?
Be thankful unto
and
him.
Do what?
And bless his name. For the Lord is good.
That is why we will be thankful to him.
His mercy is everlasting.
If not for his mercy, will some of us still be alive now?
And his truth endureth to all generations.
The church, we say. David had a grateful heart and a praiseful mouth. And anyone that will be a man after God's own heart shall be that man, that woman that has a grateful heart and a praiseful mouth. David, that was his identity. We sing usually here, when the Spirit of the Lord is upon my heart. And we do what? And we dance like David danced. What was the spirit that was upon David? It was a grateful heart. It was not an anointing, though. The songwriter says, "When if the spirit of the Lord is upon my heart, I will dance like a David." It was not the spirit of God that was making him dance, so it was his testimonies, an appreciating heart that made him to dance. That is why when the ark was coming to Israel, it was not an anointing upon him that was making him dance the way he was dancing until his garment fell down. And Michal was through the window looking at him and snubbing him. It was a grateful heart, a joyful heart, recognizing now the presence of God is going to be in Israel. Now we have what to go and inquire of God from. The symbol of his presence is with us. The enemy took it away, but it was me God used to bring it back. Hallelujah. And he began to praise God. It was not an anointing that came from him. It was an expression of a grateful heart. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The man that gives God what he cannot give himself is the man that shall be after God's own heart. And when you want to honor him, hallelujah. See verse 9, Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3.
Honor the Lord with thy substance.
What did he say?
Honor the Lord with thy substance.
With thy substance and what?
And with the first fruit of all thine increase.
That is the tithe that we pay regularly. Your substance here is the gifts you bring before him. As you honor him, as you praise him. Solomon, we saw how many bulls he killed in appreciation for the completion of that temple. How many? He did it before and after the completion of that temple, the dedication of that temple. He didn't just come and they were dancing. He brought an offering. When you do that, verse 10, what did he say? In verse 10, what
so shall thy barns be filled
when
with plenty.
When you do that for this year, next year,
so shall thy barns be filled with plenty,
uh-huh.
And thy presses shall burst out with new wine.
Hallelujah. That is why he told the children of Israel, the men, that should gather the men before him thrice in a year. When he said, gather them before him, are they coming to stand before the altar? No, they are coming to appreciate him. They are coming to praise him. They are coming to thank him. And he said, and when you come, don't come empty hand. Don't come empty hand. Don't come empty hand. Come with a substance. And so next Sunday, listen very well. The thanksgiving is a whole week of thanksgiving. It starts from today. Hallelujah. The whole of your prayers for this week, don't ask the Lord to do anything. Hallelujah. Write your prayer request and keep it in your table, on your table or your Bible that you are holding, and be praising God. Look back to January, February, March. Every day of the last year, there was a testimony. If you can remember, let it be the reason. Throughout, remember, I say, this is a Thanksgiving week. We are only coming to close it on Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we here in Egbele? Zoe, on Tuesday here, we are coming here, we will only praise God and praise God and praise God and we close. You will see testimony. Stanley, we are coming here to just praise God. Just praise him and praise him. Don't eat on Tuesday, Stanley, because you are going to lead us. Blessing. Where is blessing? Ada Jesus. Ada Jesus. She's absent. Don't eat. Martin, only you can eat so that you have energy. You need a lot of energy to blow that thing. Only you can eat. The one beating drum, Kingsley, you can eat. You need energy. But you, Samuel, eat so that you think and set our equipment very well. Everybody, and I want to beg you, if you have the opportunity to be here, come and join us. Anytime I preach a Bible truth, when the people practice it, heaven is obligated to back it up, to confirm that what I have preached is the truth. Stand up, church. Let me see how some people will praise God now. Let's see how you will praise God. For only 10 minutes or 15 minutes, let me see. Do you have any reason to rejoice before the Lord today? To give God glory? Let me see how it will go. Let me see how it will go. Hallelujah. Now, turn and look at your neighbor. Turn and look at your neighbor. Look, now I said, look at your neighbor. You they face your neighbor, you they look at me. I said, look at your neighbor, face your neighbor. If your neighbor cannot see your face, if you cannot look at your face, your neighbor, that neighbor is a witch. You cannot look at your face because fire is in your eye, that's why. Okay, look at your neighbor now. Tell your neighbor, I love you. Say, tell your neighbor, say, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Say it will surprise you. What the Lord has done. Tell your neighbor, join me and praise God now. Tell your neighbor, join me and praise God now. The Lord has done.